More Like Christ Every Day, June 28. We all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Dear husband, I received a few lines from Willie today with a cheering account of your steady improvement in health. For this we have hoped and have not ceased our earnest prayers. The Lord has a work for you to do. You must not be discouraged, even if you have days of suffering and pain and weariness. I miss you here so much, but the Lord has not left me alone. Today has been a precious day to us in Oregon. The Spirit of the Lord was manifested in a most marked manner in the 9 o'clock social, i.e., testimony, meeting. Many humble, good testimonies were born and the melting Spirit of God rested upon preachers and people. I tried to speak to the people a short time. I told them that it is the privilege of the Christian to come to Jesus in living faith, being in earnest, claiming the promises of God, not depending upon feeling, but taking God at His word. He is a God of love, of tender compassion, of long forbearance, more kind, more beneficent than the kindest earthly parent. While talking faith and presenting Jesus as our strong helper, my heart was broken, the tears flowed freely. I seldom weep, but the melting love of Christ melted my heart and opened the fountain of tears as I presented the great ransom Jesus had made for our souls that we might have pardon, purity, and peace, and a heaven of bliss. God would have His followers useful on earth and honored and glorified in the kingdom of God. We sought to lead the people to reach forward to the things that are before us, seeking earnestly to attain the highest elevation of Christian character. In this we must rely simply on the merits and righteousness of our surety. We must have awakened in us a holy jealousy of ourselves, and cultivate a spirit of vigilant prayer. We want the spirit of earnest, longing desire that Moses had when he prayed, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And his petition was not presumptuous. God did not rebuke His servant as being bold and irreverent. The Lord would have us day by day, become, more like Christ, keeping His words, conforming to His precepts and example, entering more and more deeply every day into the spirit and meaning of God's requirements and gracious promises. In God will we trust. Be of good courage in the Lord. Lean heavily upon Jesus' all-sustaining arm. Signed, Your Ellen, to James White, who was traveling in the eastern United States.